Hello there, Astro Consciousness. Welcome to another weekly forecast. I'm here to give you the rundown for September 27th through October 3rd. So here we are, a week after the full moon in Pisces, that full moon that brought all the emotions, all of the cloudiness that felt like a tsunami of a lot of things that we weren't expecting. This week, we get a little bit of a break. There's still the potential for some misunderstandings. It is the first week of Mercury retrograde in Libra. And so we want to take it easy. For those of you that were in my Soul Intention Sunday Instagram Live last night at 6 p.m., I talked about setting the intention to not rush your words and not rush anything really, because at this point, especially the beginning of this week, things are going to begin to unfold in the way that they're meant to. Remember, when any planet goes retrograde, when any planet slows down, that's what it means to go retrograde. The revolution slowed down. It's the cosmos gifting us with time. The cosmos gifting us with this space to go within and to observe our reaction upon the stimulus. So, what do I mean by that? Let's say that you are having a heated interaction with someone. We can very easily react to that heated conversation, to that difficult conversation, which is what Mercury retrograde in Libra is going to be about. We can easily go there. But we can also pause upon that stimulus of that fiery conversation and say, I can choose how I respond to this, or I can choose to not respond at all at this moment. Not because we're playing games, not because we're trying to manipulate anyone into anything, but because chances are that we don't have a clear answer just yet right now. Or in very Mercury retrograde terms, we don't have all of the information either from without or from within to give a proper response. The pause between the stimulus and reaction can make a world of a difference. It can really, really save relationships. It can really keep us from putting our foot in our mouth, okay? Now, on Monday, September 27th, we have officially Mercury gone retrograde. It is stationary. What does this mean? Every time that a planet begins its retrograde cycle, it's as if, imagine this, imagine a train going full force, right? It's going, the pistons are going, the locomotive is going, and all of a sudden, it has to come to a halt. So a train doesn't just stop. It takes time. It has to slow down to hit the brakes, and then it comes to a full stop. And then let's say that that train for some reason has to go in reverse. A train doesn't just halt and then move back quickly. It doesn't. It slows down, which is what we have been experiencing the last 2 weeks. Mercury slowing down. Yesterday and today was when Mercury finally went stationary, which is the train coming to a halt in order to reverse those pistons, to go back, right? And as it goes back, it kind of has to pick up momentum again. So it goes back slowly. If that helps to picture the Mercury retrograde shadow, Mercury going stationary, retrograde, and now finally Mercury going retrograde. So this stationary period is going to really be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So it was yesterday, it'll be Monday, and then it'll be Tuesday the 28th. What happens when Mercury is stationary? It tends to be the time during a Mercury retrograde period in which miscommunication is at its all-time high. So things like your electronics going kaput, you leaving your keys in your house, misunderstandings when we're speaking to other people. Remember, it's a Mercury retrograde in Libra. Libra, the sign of relationships. So our miscommunication in relationship is going to be amplified. Be mindful of that. Be mindful of the pause between stimulus and reaction, okay? Now, This is especially true because on Tuesday, September 28th, we have the transiting moon in Cancer square the sun in Libra. The moon in Cancer, the moon is in its home sign of Cancer. It's all feminine energy. It's about what makes us feel at home, what makes us feel safe. And we tend to feel safe with the familiar. We tend to feel safe with what we know. That's Cancer energy, especially with the moon involved. The square to the sun in Libra, and what a square means is when two planetary bodies are at 90 degrees from one another, and a square causes tension, enough tension to make us do something about a situation. The sun in Libra is about, let's talk about this, let's have this conversation now, let's put all the cards on the table, what's your side, what's my side, let's try to come to a consensus. Look, whenever there is a square between the moon and the sun, regardless of the sign that it's in, we want to be very, very mindful that our thoughts are aligned with our words, that what we feel is aligned with what we're saying. This can be difficult because the way that I'm seeing this right now is that someone can push to have a conversation because they want to know answers now. And that moon in Cancer, in very Cancerian fashion, wanting to crawl back into its shell and saying, not now. I don't want to have that conversation right now. I'm not ready to have the difficult conversation right now. And that causing some friction between you and someone else. This can also manifest in, for instance, you having a lot of duties, tasks, activities to do in a day and simply not feeling it. So I understand we're all adults. We have things to do. We have responsibilities to meet. Be mindful of how your body feels. Be mindful of what your body is telling you. The moon in Cancer affects our bodies tremendously. Remember, the moon, it's in its home sign, and we are very much in sync with the transits and the evolution of the moon on a monthly basis. So knowing this ahead of time, that the moon is going to square the sun, perhaps you can figure out a way to lighten your load on Tuesday and Wednesday and be mindful of the things that you have to do in order not to become frustrated with another because you didn't perhaps have healthy boundaries around what your body's telling you, okay? So it, especially this being the first week of Mercury retrograde, we can get crabby, we can get annoyed. That on top of, again, the square between the sun and the moon, okay? It is as if the sun, our vitality, is not aligned with what we feel. It's when we try to push our body when our body's telling us I can't. And I'm not saying that it's going to be that debilitating, but I'm giving you that example so that you understand the alignment, okay? And the potential that it can have. Now, on Wednesday, September 29th, we have Venus in Scorpio trine Neptune in Pisces. This is a beautiful alignment for creativity, for meditation, for just if you're an artist, if you're a creative, this is such a beautiful day to kind of brainstorm and free write and really dare to do things out of your comfort zone that are creative. If you're not a creative or an artist, this is actually, especially with Venus in Scorpio, very sexy, very steamy. This is a wonderful night for date night. And I know that that's probably not the best night of the week to have date night, but look, it's extremely romantic that Neptune in Pisces is very lovey-dovey. Venus in Scorpio is very passionate, is very intense. This is such a great night for date night, okay? If you can do that, whether it's a long-term relationship or you're meeting someone, it's a great night for a first date. Here's what I will say. Mercury is retrograde. Neptune in Pisces is involved. Be mindful that if this is a first date, that the other person may not be presenting themselves exactly for who they are. But who really does on the first date, right? The reason that I'm saying that is that because of all of the astrological climate going on, the tendency for that may be times 10, okay? So this isn't to say that someone else is bad. This isn't to say that you're going to have an awful time. Not at all. Just be mindful that the romanticism behind love can be very intense that day. So go into it knowing what you know. And by being present, you can simply enjoy the moment for what it is. And again, let that interaction unfold over time. On the same day, September 29th, we have the Sun in Libra, trine Saturn retrograde in Aquarius. So what does a trine mean? It means when two planetary bodies connect in signs that are of the same element. So the Sun in Libra is air. Libra is an air sign. Saturn in Aquarius. Aquarius is an air sign. This is a beautiful alignment for commitment. But here's what I see with this. Because Mercury is retrograde, and I have to remind you of that, because Mercury is retrograde, this can signify you, for instance, going on a job interview, right? And negotiating a salary, and I would say dare to ask for more, always ask for more, because the worst someone can say is no, right? But with this alignment, with the Sun, how we show up, our vitality, our creativity, having a trine to Saturn, the planet of commitment, the planet of discipline, the planet of responsibility and maturity, usually when there's a connection between the Sun and Saturn, it represents some kind of long-term commitment. Because the Sun is in Libra, this is a long-term commitment with someone else, with another party, okay? Understand that whatever negotiations are happening right now, they're probably going to unfold through the entire Mercury retrograde cycle, okay? There's going to be a constant back and forth. If this has to do with romantic relationships, particularly the ones that are just starting off, it's actually a really beautiful placement, again, for the potential to have a long-term something with someone. And if you're going to take advantage of that date night on that day, you have a really great date with that romantic energy of Venus and Neptune connecting. Again, take your time. Allow Mercury retrograde to show you what it's going to show you till October 18th. But the potential for something to grow from that is there. And so this connection between the Sun and Saturn, this connection of commitment, the potential of commitment, that's actually really active Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So take advantage of that. It has the potential to be a really good alignment for some kind of connection with someone. Because I don't want to leave anyone out, for those who are in a committed relationship, in a long-term relationship, this is really a beautiful time to kind of reconsider, revisit, just do a check-in of where the relationship is at. And this day is actually really nice, again, because of that touch of romanticism, and then that touch between the Sun and Saturn and air signs. It's a very light energy. It's not about heaviness. It's not about drama. It's really about just conversing. So where are we? Are you doing okay? It's a check-in in your relationship and the potential to kind of take a different direction. And that starts this week. But again, you have to let it unfold over the next 3 to 4 weeks, okay? On Thursday, we have Venus in Scorpio square Jupiter retrograde in Aquarius. Okay, anytime that Venus and Jupiter meet in any aspect, Venus is the planet of relationships, of desire, of feminine energy. Jupiter is the planet of expansion, of exaggeration, of optimism. Anytime those two meet, because the relationship with one another is so good, it can represent a time of exaggeration. So it's a Venus in Scorpio square Jupiter. If we are functioning in the lower manifesting energy of Venus and Scorpio being, I desire something or someone with so much intensity that I want to hold it and never let it go. That's the potential. That's a lower manifesting potential of Venus and Scorpio. Now, amplify that with a connection to Jupiter. This is like, yep, you're right. You should hold on to it. You should never let it go. You should, track them wherever they are at all times. And they need to text you and they need to phone you. It is not energy that you want to lean into as Mercury is retrograde in the sign of relationships. Mercury retrograde is already going to make communication with other people somewhat difficult. And the last thing anyone wants to feel is some kind of ultimatum or that they don't have freedom in their lives. Okay? So, how can we take advantage of this Venus and Scorpio square Jupiter in Aquarius? Well, this is definitely a time where we can go within. What is the intensity that I'm feeling right now? How do I feel right now about my relationships, about the things that matter to me? How do I feel about my connection to myself? So instead of expressing some kind of frustration outwardly by, for instance, giving someone else an ultimatum or making them feel like they don't have freedom, go within. And that expansion from Jupiter can really, really help. It's a really great time to talk to a therapist, to talk to your coach, to kind of go over all of the stuff that's happening inside, okay? On Friday, October 1st, we have Mercury retrograde in Libra square Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. Okay, this is one of the harsher aspects that I feel is active most of the week. So we want to be mindful of the things that we say. Remember, a square is an aspect that makes things uncomfortable. Uncomfortable to the point where something has to be done about it. But considering everything else I've said about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and just that Mercury retrograde in Libra, be mindful of your words and be mindful of the fact that you might be deflecting your stuff on someone else, okay? Also, be mindful of the fact that someone else can be doing that to you. That Mercury square Pluto can be really harsh words that you just cannot take back. And because we're just at the beginning of that Mercury retrograde in Libra, yes, you might be able to come back to certain conversations and you might be able to come back and apologize for what you've said. But if you know ahead of time, just be mindful. Just be mindful of, again, that pause between the stimulus and the reaction, so that instead of reacting, you can respond from a place of groundedness. On the one hand, Mercury square Pluto, yes, it can make us say really harsh things that we might later regret. On the other, if we actually take the gift of Mercury retrograde and pause and go within and contemplate before we communicate, all of a sudden, that Pluto retrograde in Capricorn is about reminding us about our personal empowerment. If we can come back to personal empowerment, we can communicate from that space. Again, if you weren't at my Soul Intention Sunday Instagram Live on Sunday evening, go to my Instagram. I uploaded it there. I talk a lot about not rushing when we communicate. I talk a lot about coming back to presence. It's really, really helpful. I did it on purpose because I understand that this Mercury retrograde is significant, especially because it's the last one of the year and it just happens to be in the sign of relationships, okay? On Saturday, October 2nd, we have Venus in Scorpio sextile that Pluto in Capricorn. So this means that Venus in Scorpio has a really nice connection with that Pluto in Capricorn. Scorpio and Capricorn energy naturally tend to just kind of understand one another. There is a quiet understanding between those two signs. They're very direct. They're very no nonsense. They don't have to talk about it. They don't have to be loud about it. There's just this understanding. So what is this? This is Venus, again, feminine energy, the energy of relationships, the energy of desire, having a really nice connection with Pluto, the planet of transformation, but in Capricorn, reminding us of our personal empowerment. Look, if I can come back to myself, if I've got me, if I can observe my shadow, Scorpio and Pluto energy, if I can observe my shadow, I know that if I can focus on that, I can always come back to myself and I won't be so concerned with being validated from others, with deflecting my stuff, with being concerned with why that person's not calling me, why that person didn't choose me, why I didn't get that job. It's about coming back to self and asking ourselves, okay, what do I really want? What am I learning about my life right now? What am I learning about myself right now? Can I seek safe space to process this with someone else who is qualified? Not just the girlfriends who we go and, you know, complain about and they're like, yes, girl, he's this, they're that. No. We're talking about personal empowerment and being constructive with it. Okay. Scorpio reminds us of profundity and intensity. Capricorn reminds us of groundedness. We need to be mature and we need to grow up a little bit. Okay. On Sunday, October 3rd, we have Mercury retrograde in Libra trining Jupiter retrograde in Aquarius. So this, again, whenever Jupiter is involved, there is a tendency for some kind of exaggeration, okay? So because it's a trine, because Libra and Aquarius are both air energies and they get along and they understand each other very well, this is actually kind of a break. This is actually kind of like, oh my God, I'm so tired of the intensity. I'm so tired of looking at the stuff. I'm so tired of sitting with it. Can we just have a light conversation? And yes, by all means, please do so. It's a Sunday, so it's kind of nice. Hang out with people who you like to hang out with, whose energy really just vibes with you. Because on the same day, we have the Sun in Libra in opposition to Chiron in Aries. So I've said this before, but I'll say it again for anyone who's new, but also because repetition is good. Anytime there is an opposition in an astrological aspect, anytime that we see an opposition, it represents some kind of confrontation and usually with another. Confrontations don't have to be ugly. Confronting is simply seeing things for what they are and the willingness to discuss. Okay. Here's what I'll say. Perhaps that's not the day to do it. And if you happen to find yourself having a difficult conversation with someone that you love on that day, be mindful. Thankfully, that Mercury retrograde trine Jupiter is there to keep the conversation light, not superficial, but this ability to be able to say what's on our mind and our hearts without too much drama. Because this opposition between the Sun in Libra and Chiron is really about expressing our wounds in a relationship. Okay? So, this week it's interesting because there's a lot of aspects of communication and having to do something and having to confront something while we have Mercury retrograde in Libra. So, tread lightly. Don't rush. If you don't feel that you're ready to have certain conversations, then don't have them. And if you need to come back, make sure that you ask for what you need, okay? I will be on Instagram. I will be doing more Instagram lives, so be sure to follow. I am also going to start uploading more content for the Consciousness Circle members, and I hope to see you guys next week. Have an amazing week.